Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Lectures of Fallen Wisdom. Today I just want to throw in a quick reminder of the disengage command. It is probably one of the more important commands you can give your mind. And it just commands it to disengage from thought. Anytime your thought is running without your full attention, it should be disengaged from. And that is how you re-enter the bliss of living. Living is bliss, but only when thought is removed. Once thought enters the picture, bliss is threatened. Now, of course, bliss and thought can occur at the same time, but it's almost always, and I would have to say really always, it's only happening when your thought is intentional. Unintentional thinking is the road out of bliss. Do you want to take that road? Fine. I don't think it's good for your body. I don't think it's good for the very molecules that comprise you. See, you have to understand, if you're not taking the initiative into entering bliss as much as you possibly can, your body's aging, you're essentially going to be just dispersed. Your molecules will rebel against you. You have an obligation to be in bliss. And if you know the way to get there and you don't, if you know the road back to bliss and you don't take it, you're exposing yourself to tremendous damage. So you know the road. The road is thought, thinking, aimless thought, and thought that is tied up with any kind of negative emotion. And usually it's hard to say whether the negative emotion comes first or the thinking comes first. I say the emotion comes first and then the thinking wraps around it. And it's very hard to disengage at that point because when you're emotional, it turns on your thinking. It turns on your aimless imaginings. And it's often in a bad direction, in a horrific direction. And usually it takes you away from where you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be breathing in bliss. You're supposed to be breathing with an empty mind. So the command that I want to remind is just disengage. If you say that to your mind and train it what it means, what it will mean is that your mind will disengage from thinking without your intention. So if some thoughts are occurring and they're making you feel a certain way, that's the alarm bell right there to say to yourself, disengage, and you will start on the road back to bliss. Usually the procedure is say disengage, take the deep breath that I talked about it in a previous episode where you take a deep, deep breath and then you take in two more afterward. And then you let it out and you continue to breathe as fully as you possibly can as you are practicing this disengagement, practicing. Your mind will become better at not thinking when it's not supposed to if you train it. But the only way that it works is if you do the work. And so it's a lot of internal work where thoughts will just come and you'll start thinking and then you have to say disengage. And then your thoughts will be emptier for a moment, but the thoughts will start flooding right back in if you don't keep up your attention. And so how do you always keep on guard that the thoughts don't enter your brain? How do you keep your mind empty all the time? Well, you will achieve longer and longer periods the better you get at this disengage command. So if you don't want to use that word, come up with a word of your own that means silence of the mind. You can just say silence and your thoughts will silence. Anything that can create a gap so that you can re-enter bliss. Remember, bliss and thought really cannot coexist unless the thought is intentional, unless the thought is you trying to solve a problem, you using your brain to do something to... I mean, when you're engaged in a very good form of entertainment, that's an example of where your thought is being triggered, but you're not thinking aimlessly. You're thinking directedly at an art form, So yes, gazing upon art, reading a good book, all kinds of things that occupy your mind, when you do them intentionally and not aimlessly, and when you do them without letting thought be part of it, part of the experience, you're going to remain in bliss. But remember, that's your obligation. Your obligation on this earth is very simple. Find bliss and deep breathing, and you will basically never die. Yes, is he saying that you will be physically immortal? I am. I'm saying that there's only one way to be physically normal. There's only one way to be physically immortal, and that is to be in bliss, to live in bliss. And of course, this is why all immoral actions always end up killing people. They kill the person who does them. They're lethal because they will instantly trigger all kinds of unintentional thinking, all kinds of unintentional paranoias about getting caught, all kinds of thinking about guilt and feeling of remorse. All that is the road away from bliss and the road to death. So of course you know that you cannot act as a saint unless you are feeling the bliss inside of you. Because the moment that bliss leaves you, you're very liable to commit an act that's going to cause a lot of thinking for yourself. And then where does that thinking lead you? Out of bliss. So in order to behave in the right way, you have to be in bliss. And you can forgive yourself because the bliss you did not do any of those things. You can forgive yourself provided you are doing the work of maintaining bliss. And we know disengage is a perfect command for that. That's all I wanted to remind. Disengage, re-enter bliss. Goodbye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.